The Bridge.
The A160 on the Bridge is brought to you by 7th Heaven, your neighborhood music shop, smoke shop, and love shop. Open 7 days a week in Blue Springs and at 7621 Troost.
Hello everyone, and a happy Tuesday evening to you. I hope your week is off to a good start and that you're excited as I am because this is a special holiday week. Perhaps you're asking yourself what holiday I'm talking about, and the level of interest and excitability will depend on the level of music nerdness. Nerddom? I don't know the word I'm talking about, but this Saturday marks the annual Record Store Day, and it is one of the best days of the year, every year. And with the COVID curveball, last year there was 3 Record Store Days, and this year, as the COVID curveball lingers, there's 2 Record Store Days. The first drop will be this Saturday, June 12th. Record stores all over this town and all over the world will be selling all these great, impossible to find otherwise, Record Store Day exclusive records. And it's a magical day. And if you're new to Kansas City, or if you're like, I don't know, under 30, it used to be, if you were traveling and you were from Kansas City, when you traveled, you go to record stores. I remember going to Chicago and San Francisco and wherever you were, you know, and you'd go and you'd dig for records because we didn't have record stores years ago. And then something happened and the world shifted happily. And now we have all of these great record stores and all of them are doing amazing things on this Saturday to celebrate Record Store Day. Drop number one. This week's show here on the 8160 is going to be all about Record Store Day and record stores here in Kansas City and how you should give them love, because there are independent record stores and they work hard to do cool things and have cool programming and offer great records and be a nice safe place for nerds like us. The line in Almost Famous, and sometimes you just go to the record store and see your friends. And it's got that vibe, the Kansas City record stores do. And it's exciting that so many of them are participating in Record Store Day and have so many great offerings. Today, it's silly of me, but I'm going to talk about some of the things I'm most looking forward to grabbing on Saturday. And it would make sense if I had already grabbed them, you know, by promoting them, it should probably make them harder to get. So it's just kind of stupid on my own part, but I'm still going to do it. If you head over to recordstoreday.com, you can see the entire list. You can filter the list a few different ways by musician's name or the drop. You'll want to pick June 12th. And there's over 400 special limited releases just on the list that I can see coming out on June 12th. And man, there's some good stuff. I'm going to call it, this is one of the best Record Store Day drop lists that I can ever remember. And I'm not saying that just because I'm about to do a whole show on it. That's legit, folks. I have so many things I want to grab. I don't know how I'm going to do it. But this week we're going to talk about it. We'll probably run through some of the record stores that are participating. Lots of them open early on Saturday morning, earlier than normal. Lots of 7 a.m.s out there. But to get to music sooner than later. The release that I'm most looking forward to pick up on Record Store Day is called Angel Dream, Songs and Music from the Motion Picture She's the One by the great and late Tom Petty. There are 12,000 of them around the world, and it's on cobalt blue vinyl, and it is released to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the soundtrack to this film. I wish I could tell you that the film is amazing, and it's not, but the soundtrack is. The soundtrack, the music from it, was written around the same time that Wildflowers was written and released by Tom Petty. One of the greatest records of all time is Wildflowers, but this record, Angel Dream, has a lot of that similar styling with the songs for the movie She's the One. I'm so excited for this one. We're going to play, to kick off this week's show of music, the song is called California. I will be in line somewhere on Saturday morning picking up this record. I hope you like it, and maybe you'll grab it too when you're out running around on Saturday, June 12th, celebrating Record Store Day right here in Kansas City. Here's Tom Petty.
Sometimes you got to
trust yourself. It ain't like anywhere else. It ain't like anywhere else. It's time to roll. I'm all done. This time we better hit the road. I got work later on. It's time we better hit the road. California's been good to me. I hope they don't fall into the sea. Sometimes you got to save yourself.
Well, our good friend Jason Sudeikis once told me that in times of strife, humanity turns to the arts. Music, movies, TV shows, podcasts, books, documentaries have all become more popular during the time of the pandemic. How do we distill all of that information into one manageable list? Join me and Tim Finn every Thursday morning at 8:45 for Tim Finn Thursday. We talk about the latest in live streams, live shows, documentaries, books, and more. Tim Finn Thursday is underwritten by Made in KC and The Black Pantry, a new collaboration at 31st and Oak. Information online at madeinkc.co.
Ladies and gentlemen, Patton Oswalt.
Friday, December 3rd at the Uptown. Mammoth presents Patton Oswalt. Patton Oswalt Live. Who's ready to laugh?
Oh, I hope they don't use that out of context in the promo. That'll be really weird.
Patton Oswalt tickets are available Friday at Ticketmaster.com. But Bridge listeners can access tickets Thursday at 10. Details at bridge909.org.
You need to repopulate the earth!
Patton Oswalt. Friday, December 3rd at the Uptown. In support of the Bridge.
The 8160 on the Bridge is brought to you by 7th Heaven, your neighborhood music shop, smoke shop, and love shop. Open 7 days a week in Blue Springs and at 7621 Troost.
90.9, The Bridge.
No commercials, no rules.
It's
back to me.
was music from the band Haim. That's three sisters from Los Angeles. On that track, it also features a guest vocalist you may have heard of named Taylor Swift. The song is called Gasoline. It's being released as a special 7-inch vinyl single as part of Record Store Day happening this Saturday, June 12th, all over the world. They've pressed 4,500 copies of them. It is a blue vinyl with cover art featuring an outtake from the album cover shoot with frequent collaborator and friend Paul Thomas Anderson. He's also a movie director. That's on my list of one of the things that I would like to pick up this Saturday at one of the amazing mini record stores here in Kansas City. Some of them open at 7 a.m., some of them open at 8 a.m., some of them open at 9 a.m. So many things happening for Record Store Day. Up next, we're going to hear music from Connor Oberst. He's releasing Ruminations, one of his most personal records by far. Bob Boylan, who is a hero of mine, of Tiny Desk Concerts and NPR, All Songs Considered, loves this record and can't say enough good things about it. It's being released via Nonesuch Records as a double LP. It's dropping 4,000 copies. It's a remastered version of his legendary album on double black vinyl with 5 previously unreleased bonus tracks. And this is cool. Sometimes when you get an odd number of songs on a record, you can't use it all, but you still need that second disc. On the fourth side, on side B of the second record, is an etching, which probably he helped create or something like that. But I wanted to play a song that's on this record, but I wanted to play a different version of it because I thought it'd be fun. From NPR, this is a live recording of Connor Oberst singing Mama Borthwick. Again, you can pick up this record as a double LP, one of his best, this Saturday as part of Record Store Day happening in here in Kansas City and all over the world. Get out there, be a part of it. Head over to recordstoreday.com and see the full list of over 450 albums coming out in a very limited release this Saturday. Here's Connor Oberst with Mama Borthwick.
Because you got it, you don't have to flaunt it with an endless stream of famous men. Pretty as a portrait, look like Mama Borthwick on that shining brow of Taliesin. So I might try to burn it down, so you'll have to put the fire out. A fortune spent, but that's irrelevant to build something that's sacred till the end. It costs $20 to visit Fallen Water. It's a perfect house where no one lives. Maybe someone once did, but they got evicted by a busload full of greedy tourists. And it would take a time machine to fulfill all of my fantasies. Well, a hidden dream can be embarrassing, and the only thing that's sacred till the end. Every time I tempt fate, There's a major earthquake. Heard the people screaming as the ceiling fell. Every building damaged, only one left standing. It was Frank Lloyd Wright's Imperial Hotel. A rumination in my mind, winding like the ramp at the Guggenheim. No, I'm not there yet, but I'm feeling confident to build something that's sacred till the end.
That we floating. What's that in the river? That suitcase, that pearl. I was asking for it. What's that in the river? That suitcase, that thing floating to me. Isn't there a birthday, a place I should be? What's that in the river, that suitcase, that pearl? I was asking for it. What's that in the river, that suitcase, that thing on my mind? Burning through. Sat in a river, that suitcase, that pearl, floating by. Why am I stood here, Walter, up to my knees? Isn't there a birthday, a place I should be? Isn't there a birthday, a place I should be? Isn't there a birthday? Why is it always me? Finding things I should never have seen. Why is it always me?
That was music from Ben Howard. The song was called Finders Keepers. That song is featured on a special Record Store Day release, which is revisiting four of the songs from his recent release called Collections from the Whiteout. And the tracks are all stripped down, and it's a different session of recording from the actual record that was released previously. And this record is called Variations Volume 1. They have pressed 1,200 of them, and it is on the list of things I would like to get on Record Store Day this Saturday, starting at 7 a.m. in some stores, as record stores all over town, all over the world, will open up their doors to nerds like me and hopefully like you, and we will go in there and buy new vinyl, special limited Record Store Day releases. But also, something else a lot of record stores do, the words new used stock. Those are fun words, meaning a lot of things that have come in used that they haven't put out yet, so it's new and has never been seen yet in their store. And some stores are also offering specials on new vinyl, stuff on the shelves already. And, you know, they'll bring out new stuff all day long. Some venues, some record stores are becoming venues that day, and they're hosting different bands. For example, Josie Records downtown, who just moved just down the block from the Brick, 18th and McGee, they're hosting the band Quite Frankly, which we're going to hear in a little bit, at 7 p.m. And Mills Records, this is crazy, is going to host Freaking the Freedom Affair, playing outside of Mills Records at 3 o'clock. And then there's also going to be a film screening at 4:30 of the film Vinyl Nation. And the filmmakers will be on site to watch the film with you, and I imagine that'll be a pretty cool Q&A. A film to plug here, Ben Howard, is in a documentary called Austin to Boston. And back in like 2014 or something like that, they filmed this documentary of Ben Howard, the Staves, Nathaniel Rateliff, a band called Bear's Den, a couple of the Mumford guys make appearances in it, but it's all about the journey in a few different Volkswagen vans that these musicians make from South by Southwest, Austin, Texas, to Boston, Massachusetts. And on their journey, they pass through Kansas City, and if you watch closely, you'll notice they go to Old Record Bar, and that's part of the documentary. I tried to find where it might be available, but I could only find it on Vimeo, and you can rent it from Vimeo for about $5, and I really like this documentary. I love Ben Howard's music, and I always forget about Ben Howard, but then if I stumble upon it, if it pops up in the rotation here on the station, I always really enjoy it, and I usually end up Shazamming it and remembering how great Ben Howard's music is. Years ago, he came through and played the Uptown, and it was such a nice surprise of what a great show it was, and I'd love for him to come back through here anytime, Ben. Continuing on, last week on the show, we kicked off things. The show is about the concert calendar and how the show must go on. And I played a song from Lupe Fiasco. I'm going to play another song from Lupe Fiasco. One of his biggest records is called Food and Liquor Sales. And I thought I'd play a song from it for you. The song we're going to hear is called Battle Scars. It features Guy Sebastian. This is coming out as a four LP set. And they're pressing it on 140 gram vinyl in assorted colors, housed in a special slipcase, and it's limited to 7,000 copies worldwide. This one's going to be a hard one to get, I think. Lots of people will be looking for this one. This record is selling its 15-year anniversary. It has production from Kanye West and the Neptunes and Jay-Z and some more. It was nominated for 4 Grammys. It's just a massive album. Again, Lupe Fiasco's Food and Liquor, the series of records that came out, released a 4 set of vinyl available on Record Store Day this Saturday, June 12th at record stores all over town. Get out there, jump in line, and grab Lupe Fiasco. Here it is.
The wound heals, but it never does. That's 'cause you at war with love. You at war with love.
These
yeah.
Battle scars don't look like they're fading. Don't look like they're ever gone away. They ain't never gonna change. These battles.
Never let a wound ruin me. But I feel like ruins wooing me. Arrow holes that never close from Cupid on a shooting spree. Feeling stupid 'cause I know it ain't no you and me. But when you're trying to beat the odds up and trying to keep your nods up, and you know that you should know and let it go, but the fear of the unknown hone another lover's phone sends you back into the zone. With no Tom Hanks to bring you home, a lover not a fighter on the front line with a poem. Trying to write yourself a rifle, maybe sharpen up a song to fight the tanks and drones of you being alone.
I wish I never lived. I wish
I never touch. I wish that I could stop loving you so much. Cause I'm the only one that's trying to keep us together. Yeah. When all of the signs say that I should forget her. I wish you were the best, the best I ever had. Yeah. I wish that the good outweighed the bad. Cause yeah. it'll never be over. Until you tell me it's over.
Until you tell me it's over.
But you said it,
and I hope you never come back.
It shouldn't have happened, but you let it. Now you're down on the ground screaming medic. The only thing that comes is the post-traumatic stresses. Shields, body armors, and vests don't properly work. That's why you're in a locker full of hurt. The enemy within and all the fires from your friends. The best medicine's to probably just let it win.
I wish I could feel, wish I could love. I wish that I could stop cause it hurts so much.
So much.
And I'm the only one that's trying to keep us together.
Yeah.
When all of the signs say that I should forget her.
Yeah.
I wish you were the best I ever had.
Yeah.
I wish that the good outweighed the bad. Cause it'll never be over.
Can never be over.
Until you tell me it's over.
Bridge receives support from the Vinyl Underground at 7th Heaven, celebrating Record Store Day Saturday, June 12th. Independent record stores, like the Vinyl Underground at 7th Heaven, will have exclusive, limited edition, and rare releases available that day only. The Vinyl Underground will open at 7 a.m. with a huge selection of all the exclusive and rare indie store releases. The Vinyl Underground at 7th Heaven, 7621 Troost. More information is available on their Facebook page. The Vinyl Underground at 7th Heaven.
Friday, June 11th, Knuckleheads presents Tab Benoit.
Can't you hear?
Tab Benoit.
Tab
Benoit tickets are available at knuckleheadskc.com.
Shelter me long underneath your wing.
Tab Benoit, Friday, June 11th at Knuckleheads in support of The Bridge.
90.9
The Bridge.
Let your heart see the colors all around.
Disappear.
And the darkness
that you feel will disappear.
music from one of the greatest concerts I've ever been to in my entire life. That's music from the Chemical Brothers. The song is called The Darkness That You Fear. That's being released as part of a special event on Record Store Day. They've pressed only 1,500 copies. It's 180 gram vinyl. It's a single, and it features that song, The Darkness You Fear. And they haven't even revealed, not that I could find, to the public what the song on side B will be. But I could never say enough good things about the Chemical Brothers. It was years ago, 99, they played at the Uptown Theater. That concert set me on a different trajectory, and I love them, and it's exciting that they have this album coming out, the single coming out on Record Store Day this Saturday, June 12th. Head to the local independent record store and start digging and find some good stuff. Up next, we're going to hear from a band of young Kansas City musicians that recently released this song called Blue Red. It came out like 3 weeks ago, and we played it then, and I'm playing it again now. One, because it's a great song, and two, they are playing a set at Josie Records, which just moved into a new location at 1850 McGee. That's like a block down from the Brick. It's by the old Kansas City Star Building. It's by the very fancy Christopher Elbow's Chocolates. They have so many different Record Store Day releases there. And they're also hosting a free concert from Quite Frankly at 7 p.m. that night. They're hosting DJs all day long at Josie. And if you show up, I bet you will hear this brand new song from Quite Frankly, the band called Blue Red. Also should plug, they're playing at the KC Barbecue Fest, which is happening at Arrowhead on July 9, 10, and 11. They're playing on the 11th. And they're also playing at Camp Leavenworth, featuring Melissa Etheridge. That's over in Leavenworth on September 24th and 25th in downtown Leavenworth. But before all that, you can see them this Saturday at 7 p.m. at the newest location for Josie Records at 1815 McGee. Here's music from Quite Frankly. The song is called Blue Red.
On a Sunday, you keep calling, but I don't wanna hear from you anymore. So why'd you show up in my door tonight? I've been up since like Thursday, I don't got time to eat whatever it is you think you need to say. Yeah, I'm wondering how you. Your book, you've got nothing for
split the bill in a bit. Try and run my sh- what an overstep. Can't believe you don't see this is it. Won't let you in this time. How do you always find a way to get under my skin? I tried to hit rewind for the friends I'd find, and I know I can't do this again. I'm in will kill me if nothing.
us to obey.
That was brand new music from the band Garbage. The song is called No Gods, No Masters. It's the title track to their brand new album that comes out on this Friday, June 11th. And then they have a special version of that record coming out the very next day on Record Store Day, Saturday, June 12th. It's printed on pink vinyl. It has different cover art. They only press 2,700 of them in the entire world. And you can pick it up if you are in line this Saturday, June 12th, at any of the great Kansas City independently owned record stores. And that's a good one. And Garbage is coming through town. Just last week was announced a massive show. Alanis Morissette, Garbage, and the amazing Liz Phair, all happening on September 19th at T-Mobile Center. Tickets went on sale last week. Jump on the site, grab your tickets, get out there and grab this record when it comes out on Friday. Or if you want to roll the dice, jump in line and grab the pink vinyl special limited edition version of the record. Only 2,700 of them out there, and grab that one on Record Store Day, June 12th. Let's run through some times here. So, you know, like so many things that changed in concert venues during the pandemic, some record stores changed. For example, we mentioned Josie. They moved. They're now at 1850 McGee, a couple blocks from where they used to be, and just down the block from The Brick. They open at 7 a.m. on Saturday, June 12th. Mills Records open at 7 a.m., and again, they're hosting the Freedom Affair at 3 o'clock. These guys have sold out like their last five shows, and they're going to play a free show outside at Mills. You should probably be there. Just a little west of there, our friends over at Records with Merit, also opening at 7 a.m., and they, as well as Mills and Seventh Heaven, are all really enforcing COVID guidelines. And all this information, whatever store you want to go to, or hopefully you go to multiple, go to their Facebook page, and they all have events to promote and inform you about the details of Record Store Day. Vinyl Underground at 7th Heaven. They're filling their vast basement and event space with so many different Record Store Day releases. They also open at 7 a.m. Vinyl Heaven just moved into a brand new location. It's at 9411 West 87th Street in Overland Park, which is kind of 87th Street and Grant. And it's in a strip center just behind a hardware store. And if you were there in their previous store, this one's a lot bigger. I was over there last week and I really liked the store. And again, Vinyl Heaven opens at 8 a.m. on Record Store Day. And then over in downtown Overland Park, Vinyl Renaissance opens up at 9 a.m. They've got a bunch of sales on used vinyl. They even have some sales on new vinyl. And of course, they'll have Record Store Day releases. And they have so much freaking gear there. I know I bought my turntable there. I bought a cartridge there. That's a fancy word for a needle. And so many good things hanging out on those shelves in Vinyl Renaissance in downtown Overland Park. And like I said earlier, Kansas City, you know, years ago, you'd travel and you'd go and you'd buy records in another town. But as we continue to get more and more record stores, it's nice you don't have to buy them when you travel and lug them home or bring them on the airplane or something like that. Because you know, oh, I can just go home and I can get them at any of the amazing record stores we have here in Kansas City. Again, you can see the full list of Record Store Day releases at recordstoreday.com. Over 400 of them. Here's another one from the great Beck. The song is called Everlasting Nothing. He's releasing a deluxe limited edition of his record from 2019, which was called Hyperspace. They press 1,500 of them. It includes a 24-page booklet. There's some holograms, so many bells and whistles on this one. There's an etching, a special cover. I can't remember what color it is, but it's probably something fancy because it's Beck. And Beck is fancy. Here's music from Beck. The song was called Everlasting Nothing. One of the several hundred musicians participating in Record Store Day at record stores all over the world. And we're lucky here in Kansas City. We've got so many of them to choose from. All happening this Saturday, June 12th. Here's Beck. Spent a long night in the slipstream.
everyone's waiting there for me, like a standing ovation for the funeral of the sun in the everlasting nothing.
Friends I've known come and gone, like a soldier with no song. No, we're tired.
Was Everlasting Nothing from Beck from his album Hyperspace, which is being re-released with this deluxe limited edition LP set, and they only printed 1,500 copies of it. It's being released as a special, very limited release on Record Store Day, happening this Saturday, June 12th, right here in Kansas City, and also all over the world. And not to confuse you, but I really wanted to play this song to end this week's show. The second Record Store Day drop will be July 17th. We'll probably talk more about that later. But this song, it will come out then. It's a duet between Karen O of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, I love that band so much, and Willie Nelson doing David Bowie's song Under Pressure. I just said so many things in that sentence. It's such a beautiful sentence. If you could rewind this, you should. Willie Nelson just announced last week, August 8th, out at Azura Credit Union Amphitheater out in Bonner Springs. Also on that bill, ZZ Top and George Thorogood. They're releasing this duet of Under Pressure on July 17th as part of Record Store Day Drop number 2. Only 2,500 of them pressed, and I'm going to guess this one's going to be really hard to find. Again, recordstoreday.com lets you see the entire list. So many great record stores here in Kansas City, all celebrating this Saturday, June 12th. Make your list, get out there, do some shopping. You deserve it. Treat yourself. Have a good week, everybody, and hopefully I'll run into you in line as we all get out and celebrate Record Store Day this Saturday. Here is Karen O and Willie Nelson doing their treatment of David Bowie's Under Pressure. Thanks, everybody.
Streets.
the terror of knowing what the world is about. Watching some good friends screaming, let me out. Pray tomorrow gets me higher. Pressure on people, people on streets. What the world is about. Watching some good friends screaming, let me out. Pray tomorrow or gets me higher, higher, higher. From it all like a blind man. I sat on the fence, but it don't work. Keep coming up with love, but it's so slashed and torn.
KTBG Warrensburg, Kansas City.
Celebrating 20 years of being the place to discover music.
Member supported 90.9.